It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
One, two, three, quattro!
I'm still angry!
He's still angry!
I'm still angry!
He's still angry!
I'm still angry!
Wait! He's still angry!
Welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm experiencing anger at the moment.
Anger Hall!
It reminds me of that Simpsons episode where they did the parody of The Shining. And they're watching TV and they're all frozen. And they're out in the maze.
Yeah.
And he's about to kill his family. He's like, oh, you know, no beer and no TV makes Homer something. Yes, and so...
Yeah.
So he's going after him with the axe.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they see the middle TV and they show it to him. He's like, oh. He's like, oh, friend, mother.
Does it go like static?
Part-time lover. And then they're all watching TV and then they've come around the huddling warmth of the television, children. And then they all freeze and then it goes, and they're like, anger rising. It's kind of how I feel right now. I am sick and tired of this. This is, but I have been railing against the way that reporters report.
Yes.
Mostly in sports.
And
this is not. This is apolitical fake news.
Apolitical fake news.
Yes. See, what's going on right now is everyone who doesn't agree with anything that they see in the news is going fake news this, fake news that.
Yeah.
All right, I disagree, but I'm not doing it politically. I'm doing it because this is right. I'm right about this. Everyone is maligning the Colorado Rockies.
Yes.
I'm looking at statistics, and they have something called the expected win-loss. What do you mean expected win-loss? Does that mean the mistakes that you made when you were sitting here before the season began, determining whether or not you thought the Rockies were a good team or not?
Yes.
I mean, that's your expected win-loss. I mean, I have to give you a pretty good credit because you said it was 44-28. Now, I don't believe that's really what you thought. Because no one believes that the Colorado Rockies can be any good. I didn't need statistics to hear this. I'm at about half of all Rockies home baseball games a year. And I'm in the locker room of half of all Rockies games, home games a year. And I'm in the away locker room half of all Rockies home games a year. So I know how these guys talk. They blame altitude. They blame Coors Field. They blame their own guys' heads. They blame everything else because they understand that this is a difficult place to win. Hasn't always been a difficult place to win, but this year it is.
You mean for the opposing team?
For the opposing team.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually early.
Yeah.
But they don't give Rockies credit. The other team's reporters never give Rockies credit. Never do. I heard someone on ESPN call it a Coors Field cycle.
Wait, what?
That's what I said.
How often do cycles happen at Coors Field?
I mean, they've happened.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, is he saying it like it happens often there? Or?
No, I think he's suggesting that.
He wouldn't have got it if he was at any
yes.
other ballpark.
Yes.
Well, who is this guy, and where can we meet him after the show?
Well, how about this? Stop making your ballpark so small. Why do you have everything so small? I mean, why do you like things small? Why don't you like things big? Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Are your ball players that lazy that they can't cover ground? I mean, listen. I was not the biggest Charlie Blackmon fan, but that guy is the best center fielder. Regardless of where Trout is, he's the best center fielder in baseball. I would like to see, Don't get me wrong. I would love to see Mike Trout patrolling center field for the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, that'd be neat. But it wouldn't be as fun as Charlie Blackman because he's got character.
I would be interesting to see who did a better job playing center field here in Colorado.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see that too.
I would be very interested to see what Mike Trout's numbers look like if he was here in Colorado. Because he plays in a ballpark that's not particularly, pitching friendly.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not nearly as big as Colorado is. I'd be interested. But all those same MLB guys said now that Mike Trout's hurt that Charlie Blackman is the best center fielder in baseball. And you can see that by the fact he's starting the baseball game. Do you know that Chris Bryant actively has told people that he wishes that he was Nolan Arenado? And yet Chris Bryant is winning third base?
No, I have heard that.
Players know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the players...
This is why I don't agree with all these good fan things. This always used to happen when I would be like Nebraska and CU. And Nebraska was like, we've got the best football fans in the world and all this stuff. I'm like, no, you don't.
Okay, yeah.
No, you don't.
You mean the fans?
No, you don't. You go to games because you have nothing better to do and you make Lincoln Stadium or whatever the heck you call it, the third biggest town in Nebraska when you go there.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no, just because you ain't got nothing better to do doesn't make you a better fan. But St. Louis claims to be this, because they'll clap when someone else does something. Great. Great. We do the wave when we're not supposed to. We Boston Red Sox fans believe they're the best. New York Yankees fans and Cubs fans. So what? Okay, great. So you can go in mass and you can vote for a guy.
Yeah.
If anybody, Chicago exactly is the place that knows how to stuff the ballot. They've done it plenty of times.
Take the voting out of the fans' hands.
Can't do it.
Give them one player.
Can't do it.
Why?
Because the reason why you made fans rooting for or voting was so that they would come to the... Well, actually, here's the problem.
Now you can do it online.
Yeah, you can do it online.
Yeah. You can vote as many times as you want online. I think it's like 15 a day.
Five a day per email address.
I've got three of them.
Yeah, there's ways to get around it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone hated it 2 years ago when all of a sudden the Kansas City Royals had 9 starters.
What's going on here?
Yes. I'm on one hand, I'm like kind of okay with that. But do you realize that Nolan Arenado is the... might be the best third baseman ever to play.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got the Golden Glove, and every year he's played.
Yes.
I think he's 1 year he's got the Silver Slugger Award.
Couple years.
Two, or was it one or two?
He's got at least one.
Yeah.
He's got a couple more, I think. At least one more. He was a runner-up
yesterday.
Runner-up last year.
He hit for the cycle to win
the game. One of five people all-time to... hit a home run walk-off to
complete the cycle. Yep.
And the first one to do it while losing.
Oh. What? So while they were losing.
Listen, so when Carlos Gonzalez went up in the bottom of the ninth to hit his home run, mm-hmm. I was there.
Yeah.
And I sound like Kisla. I was there! And I saw the swing and I saw, he's gone. I knew he was going to do it. I knew he was going to hit the home run. Carlos Gonzalez is singularly able to, there are guys that have heat checks for like a week or so.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, God, what are they doing? Like 10 for 12 on a series or a homestand. And he was in that sort of rift. So there was no doubt, but that game was tied. Nolan Arenado did that when the game was down.
Down a run. So, he was the only Rocky seeing the ball all day, too.
Yeah, well, usually when you're 4 for 5.
Yeah.
And it's not, and the triple's easy, was the hard one.
Yeah, it was the first hit.
But of course, because Coors Field is larger, triples are, it's easier to get triples and doubles.
Boo.
Yes, because the Rockies are terrible.
Boo Earns.
How do you have expected win-loss, man?
Boo Earns.
What is that stat? That's like stuff I thought beforehand that I didn't know. How can we put that? How can we quantify that? Stuff I didn't know that I thought I knew but I didn't know. Oh, okay. We'll call that expected win-loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, see? Shoot, I wasn't expecting that.
Makes sense.
I was not expecting that.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Never a frown with golden brown.